Are you a lover of gist?
Cruise and vibes.
Toku toku, betayans, and everything in between.
Do you get bored easily like me?
As in, do you need something to help you relax after a stressful day? My dear, relaxation has never killed anybody. No fear, Sha, you're in the right place. You know the vibes now. So plug up and stay vibing. You're listening to Vibes and Whatnot with your C. Hi love, my name is Oluwatoyesi and you're listening to Vibes and Whatnot with your C. You can take a screenshot of the podcast as you're listening, tell a friend to tell a friend, spread the word and make the podcast go global. Don't forget to leave a comment or a voice message on Anchor. Also, don't forget to hit the favorite, subscribe or follow button on whatever podcasting platform you're listening from. Stay tuned and stay vibing. What up, world? Welcome to Vibes and Whatnot with USC. You already know, your favorite podcast by your favorite podcast human being. I'll be pod human being. I'll be host then. Welcome to Vibes and Whatnot once again. All right. So first off, today I'm going to be doing Aspire to Maguire first. But really, I just want to say, I don't know, I was just feeling that way, see. If you've been feeling some type of way because probably you've been feeling useless, like you cannot make it in this life, that what is this? Sorry, my guest is a fool. Let me just put that out there first. But really, if you've been feeling some type of way about not making it in this life, I just want you to know that you should set your pace, to be honest. Like, everybody would reach the finish line at their own pace. There is no first to finish. Because last, everybody will still die. That's just the truth.
Well, don't die.
So, I'm not saying you should die in penury. If you want to die in penury, that's your own business. But I'm just saying, set your pace, to be honest. Enjoy yourself. You know, live life one day at a time. And that is all the motivational talk I can give today on this podcast. Because this podcast episode is about vibes. Fuck you, Levy. What is this rubbish?
Vibes.
You guys remember Levy from the last episode. And Moses, yes, they are going to be on this episode soon. Today we are going to be talking about keeping the spark alive in your relationship. Like, how do you keep that spark alive? How do you keep the fire burning? You know what I mean?
You can't keep spark alive if your lamp holder is bad.
So what's the lamp holder in this scenario?
Lamp holder is lamp holder.
Hey, bad one. You and the lamp holder, you're not okay.
You can't have the lamp holder without a wire.
So what's the wire?
Now you can't have the wire.
Sorry. All this electrical talk we're talking, is it because that's you people's field?
No. That's not even our field. See, because they... you need a good lamp holder for a bulb to sparkle. Now, your lamp holder is bad. If you understand what I mean by lamp holder, it is bad.
Mm-hmm.
If your lamp holder cannot perform,
Either,
man, I think I'm lost.
Either the
you people, please find me.
Or the light will not on.
And if the light does not on, darkness in here.
It can be sparkled.
Then we'll go and look for the generator outside.
I don't know what all this means, too. I'm as lost as you guys are right now. But the topic is keeping the spark alive. I'm going to be talking about various things you can do to keep the spark alive in your relationship. Let's start with Moses. What's up? What ended your last relationship?
My last relationship ended...
Premium tears.
Premium tears.
From you or from the girl?
Let me put it like, I heard from somebody that was broken up.
Ah! Yay!
That's absurd.
My chest. That's appalling.
I'm telling you, I was...
Oh, wrong.
I was in shock for a year.
Jesus is
Lord. Long, coma.
You need to see me. I lost weight.
That became a therapy for you.
That is sad.
The therapy I had was, I dropped that word love. I decided to follow infatuation. If you decide
Come on,
do you mean he dropped love and took Inda Boski?
I'm telling you.
To become not a man of love.
Yes.
But a man of war.
He fights.
I was the fucking Inda Boski.
Okay, Lebby, what about you? I know Lebby is in this honeymoon phase with his new babe. So let's keep it like that. I'm sorry, what? Did you want to say something?
No.
Oh, good. No. Very good. No. Very good. Because I know your babe and I will fuck you up.
She will listen to the podcast.
She's definitely going to listen to it. So, sure.
Mm-hmm. What ended your last relationship?
I'm sure it's Lebby that made you get cry.
Actually, last relationship ended due to, let's say, distance. You know? When you are in Lagos and your baby is at Ikitu. The distance is very long.
Ikitu, long.
But, you know, I was keeping my spark alive.
How?
But their own spark from the other side, that was faulty.
So she had to go and be using generator.
It didn't come online. Yeah, kind of stuff.
That's a lot. I know you people are lost, but wait, don't worry. You'll be found soon. Oh, that's nice. That's
so
nice.
Distance dealt,
man. First off, do you guys believe in long distance relationships?
No.
Wow, that's a very strong no.
Like, straight answer, no. Long distance relationship. I don't know if I've seen a scenario where it works.
Let me, what about you? What do you think?
Oh, from experience, you know,
from experience.
No, capital letter.
So you really need to be close to your babe.
The idea is,
you know what I'm saying about ladies? They like what they call attention.
Why does everybody keep saying that?
Yeah. Even though they try to disagree, a lady will not want you to just leave her. Even though they say leave me, they want you to still trouble them. You get it? So they keep on that face like, we don't want this. But deep down, they still want it.
I've literally met someone who told me, keep my face, just get out and leave me alone.
And then when you left,
and
there,
the moment
say...
I left being online, she sent me a message. I was like, oh, and you just left online. Like, what was I supposed to do?
I also stick around, though, you know, show some perseverance. Yes. That's it. That's what we just want to see. Show what it is. It what it.
Now, I feel keeping the spark alive, there has to be understanding and most importantly, trust.
Now, how do you build that trust? Because trust is a very big word, though. I'm not ready to lie to you. I don't feel anybody our age. I don't want to lie. I want to say love your kin and rich. I don't think anybody really trusts anybody. Like, their spouse, I mean, their partner.
Based on that,
to be honest,
I feel trust and understanding in the relationship works hand in hand. Now, if you know this is the kind of person you date, you know this kind of person you date.
Yeah.
There are certain things you should expect of that person, but there are certain things you should not expect of that same person, except you're dating yourself or you're dating somebody you don't even know about.
Okay.
Now, bring into the question, I'm dating you as a lady and you know me that I'm this kind of person that whenever I'm outside with my friends, I probably want to have
fun
and just chill with my friends. But I know my having fun is restricted to a certain level, just not to spoil the sanctity of our relationship as a lady. And still you don't understand that I'm just out there to have fun.
Like what? I don't understand that part. Like she pesters you about hanging out with your friends.
Yeah, she pestered me about hanging out with my friends, with my friends, you're calling me. Fine, I pick your calls. The moment probably I'm too deep in the conversation with my friends, I missed a call or missed two of your calls,
she'll start
vexing.
It becomes
an issue. Now, if you don't understand the kind of person I am, and when I call you back and it turns into a big thing, then why are you guys in a relationship? How do you keep that kind of spark alive?
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Okay, Levy, what do you think? This one don't give up on relationship.
Like, if you know Levy, he's the who?
No. That's Farouk. Farouk is a prostitute. Farouk, shout out to Farouk, by the way. I know that he's a prostitute. Anyways, Levy is, I won't say Levy is a who. I'll say Levy is indifferent. Levy is not the kind of man that you would date and you say, spoil me with flowers and chocolates, show me you care. Because that's the look like, kill us, Shelly. That's basically what it's going to be. That's what's going to be when she's
in. No, but it's...
Oh, Benny.
From the time I've seen this guy, he's nice, but the pain is he doesn't know how to tell you he loves you. And where you're waiting for Levy to tell you I love you, my dear.
You go take Levy, do you love me? Levy, look at me. Do you love me?
Love is a general song song. The love of Christ.
What a bastard.
You saw what I'm talking about.
Don't mind him.
It's very easy to say. Is it said that you
understand? Yeah, true.
Can I ask you a question down here?
Okay.
Do you think the youths of today, that is those who are not married, like the youths of today, do you think we can beat our chest and say there's love out there? Like love? And not infatuation. You do know these two words.
They are very relative. That's the truth. They are very relative. A lot of people have not been in love before, and they go, they talk, I love you.
I love my.
Don't know what love is.
Vibes.
It's just vibes. That is why you vibe with someone for 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, 3 months. After a while, what is scatter? Do you get? So, a lot of people are infatuated. They are not in love. It's actually true. Because... And for some people, it's mostly when they're around that particular person that they feel that way. That's how you know it's infatuation. If you don't talk to the person for a week or two, you can feel the feelings slipping away already. So what are you now talking about?
Now, what if you're talking with the person for as long as you can, even when you don't talk to the person for a week, but you still keep on thinking about
that person, like for a very over a certain period of time.
Yes.
Like a year or something, and then probably you are falling for the person, or you actually love that person. Now I'll explain why I said so.
Okay.
You know that we're fickle. Human beings are very fickle.
Yeah.
I might vibe with you right now as I'm seeing you. By the time I go to school, spend 1 week or two. It's only when I see your name on my contact list that I'll remember this guy did. Do you get what I'm saying? But now, my reason for vibing with you before going to school is because we dey around each other. Like, no, I'll know how. We'll see things that relate. Do you get? But now, if I go to school, say for like 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, and I still find myself thinking, I'm like, after classes, after parties, I mean, I'm meeting new people there too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still like, there's this person somewhere. I miss this guy. I need to talk to this guy. Do you get?
Probably there could be one thing.
That means there is more than infatuation there. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Well, most people, now that's why they will tell you, I can't do long distance. Because when you're not with the person, you find yourself thinking, I'm tired, Jerry. What's this one doing? Do you get?
So before we go to the...
The main coco,
like you just say. What do you think kills a spark? What kills a spark? For me,
personally, there are a lot of things that kill spark. What do you think, Levy?
First of all, lack of words, Solosuki.
Communication is key. To be very, very honest, communication is quite paramount. To be honest, communication is key. Like we just said, why do you say communication is key?
Because if we can't rub minds and talk things, then why waste our time?
Mm-hmm.
If you can't tell me what you feel, I can't tell you what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's deceive ourselves.
Yeah, true. I feel like the major thing that kills relationships when it comes to communication is your ability to convey how you feel, like what, like, okay, your partner, say your partner now offends you, immediately you can't clear the air, like, are you, I don't like what you did, Jerry, this, you start to keep things in, like, I don't want to seem too,
yeah,
do you get,
you don't want to seem
too, do you know how that person is feeling in their mind?
Yeah,
do you get, I mean, it has happened to me several times, I'm that kind of person, I read meaning to things a lot. So if I text you, say like 3 lines, and you text me like 1 line back, automatically,
it
changes my mood. You get, now it is later that I'm not reasoning myself that, but this person was busy now. Like if it was me too, that's what I would do. Sure. You get,
yeah.
So things like that.
So communication.
Communication is key, and it kills spark through lack of it.
No, I actually feel based on the youth, the kind of youths, how vibrant we are now.
Mm-hmm.
I might disagree with him based on communication. I just feel his pride.
Mm. You know, communication and pride are two different things, right?
Yeah, yes. But they're relative. They're relative. I get what he's
now,
trying to say.
Pride. Do you see where you're angry about something, but you just can't tell that person?
Because you do not want to seem like
a
pussy.
No. Yeah, you're way too big to tell the person, hey, this is what you did, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Now you are expecting that person to figure
it out somehow.
Come on, how does
it? Is he Iron Man? Is he James Bond?
It's me, you. It's you.
It's me. Is Ashimolo a bad bitch?
It's us, me. You understand?
So, but true.
Tried.
But I feel like these emotions are quite human. I mean, it's easier said than done, to be honest. Me, now that I'm talking about this thing as the host of this podcast, it's sure for me. I will still do it. Now, the only difference is I would be able to call myself to order, like, maybe after, like, 2 minutes or something. But it's something that will still happen, I know.
Wow.
Do you get? Now, the only difference is, as we're talking about it now, I'll be more conscious of it. So if I find myself doing it, I already know that, okay, nah, you're already doing this thing again. Come off it. Do you get? So that's just it.
Sure. Another
that's just it.
Is expectation.
Mm.
Now, we have found ourselves too expectant of something or someone who's not. When you expect high of a person,
mm-hmm.
and the person doesn't deliver to you, come on, the spark is gradually dying.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, the spark is gradually dying, honestly.
And I think, no offense, but I think when you expect too much of people, it's not really good. Do you get?
Yeah.
It's not good, actually. Because, low key, in some parts of your brain, you might be comparing your present girlfriend or boyfriend to your ex. So what you're actually expecting of this present one, is what you're expecting of the other one. And you can't make them into
that is comparison.
Okay.
Now comparison kills a relationship.
Yeah.
To be honest, you look at, okay, fine, I'm dating you. Now you want our relationship to be like your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Like there are certain things your friend's boyfriend does to your friend, and you want me to do the same thing to you.
Yeah.
Or you're trying to put yourself in your friend's shoes. Come on,
that never works.
It won't work out.
That never works.
And this goes with both
genders. Sex,
both gender.
Yeah.
Like pride. Expectation, comparisons, and communication skills.
They're very, very powerful.
If you don't know how to do that, come on.
Yeah.
Should it be in a relationship? Now, bro,
I feel like we're gurus. Like we're actually making sense.
Just
I'm proud.
Try to hang around, but don't be a bull. Don't be like Farouk. Don't be a Farouk.
Wow. Farouk is now.
Don't be Farouk-ized.
Farouk is now the standard for
don't
prostitution.
Don't
wow.
You should add Farouk to the dictionary.
Yeah.
Farouk, synonym like, prostitution.
I was Farouk. Yes. I can be Farouk.
Yes.
And Farouking.
Yeah. That's a lot. Okay, and another major thing that kills the spark of a relationship, I know we've all been avoiding this one, and that's the part that Levi has been waiting patiently for. Sex. Now, basically, some people will go into relationships with virgins, and you want to sleep with and you want to sleep with the person, and in some part of your mind you're thinking, after a while should we allow me? Like, lucky this person told you that I'm not ready for that, and you knowing that you entered the relationship, that's wrong. That's one.
Wrong.
Okay. Oh, wrong, go.
Yeah.
Jigger, I feel like you should set your priorities straight.
Yeah, me. Me. I can't date a virgin.
Why?
Oh, barely keep your preferences.
That's a good reason.
Now,
right?
Come on, I can't date a virgin. I ate the forbidden fruit in 2010-11. And come on, I'm dating somebody.
That's wrong.
No.
That's wrong. 2010, 2011. That's what is wrong. How old, Loje?
Wrong.
How old were you?
Wrong.
Oh, young, go.
Yeah, because the kind of peers I was with. So, with this shit.
I get that one of you not being able to date the virgin. That one is your. That's good. That's your standard. What is your own?
Don't first.
Talk.
Okay.
Levi wants to defend the virgins today.
The reason why I can't date a virgin is, come on, it's broad. Rain could fall, the body could rise.
Narice.
Nagari actually.
Nagari!
The body could rise,
uh-huh.
The morale could be high, and come on.
Me, I know the form, Me, I know the cap. My energy is high. What the fuck? Hey!
I'm telling you, like, at that moment, you just need someone to go down with.
And, love on weekends is sticky. I feel you, my G. Chop it.
I'm telling you.
Chop this one, I stuck it to.
No, I know this guy now. He doesn't play with them singing with his mic, so.
You don't like virgins.
I don't like virgins.
But you can date a virgin.
No.
Nah.
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 No.
I know
people like
I prefer you being spoiled. Come and teach me how to get spoiled more, please.
Imagine. Amazing. Okay, so that's just it. People have different tastes. People have different preferences. Yeah. That's the truth. But another thing about sex killing the spark in a relationship is what? Performance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what lecturer Levi is going to talk to us about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, guys, get this. Levi's project defense was what? Please read it out to me. Please. Please, God will not shame me.
Sexual satisfaction.
And what?
Penis size and vaginal damage.
Show you the yam.
That was somebody's project.
in school. God be blessed the lecturers in Bowen. Okay, so Bowen lecturers, God be bless you. Lecturer Levi is going to be talking to us about performance skills killing the spark in a relationship. Lego.
So when you talk about performance. Some people rate it due to skills. Some rate it due to sizes.
Oh my God.
Some rate it due to connections, affection.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, true.
Some rate it due to, let me say, like, drugs.
Mm.
And some just rate it due to asikon.
Beatings.
How are you, Farouk?
So when you rate it, due to sizes.
Mm-hmm.
You say the size determines the pleasure?
No,
I don't think. I don't think most people feel that way.
It's the skill.
You say the skill.
Teach us, sir. Why your student?
The skill determines.
You say the connection determines the pleasure.
Also.
Yes.
Or we say the drugs. Most people take pills. Nah. You take drugs before you
feel.
Let me just do something. So I have this friend. I'm not going to say her name because obviously.
Yeah.
She sent me a chat recently between her and one guy. Okay. So the guy was talking to her about guys, Nigerian guys generally, and how they always think they've satisfied babes because of putting energy and doing, like how would you be sleeping with somebody and the person will not be able to walk and you think you've done a good job. Do you get that? And they will be proud of you, like they used to talk about it like it's actually good, which is wrong. Like he now said he was telling this guy that he will bet 50k with him that babe will never come back, that he bet and he won, like she did not go back to that guy because it was more pain than pleasure. Do you get? And most people out there actually think that this is the standard, go shift down room, that kind of thing. Yeah, so I feel like
that's no longer sense. That's punishment.
Yeah, jigget. So that's just it for me, Sha. Apparently, no,
I feel when it comes to sex, you being able to know what your partner likes, what your partner needs, is basically the 100. If you want to have sex with your partner, like in fact, to be honest, all this keeping the spark alive, what to keep the spark alive in our age now, honestly.
See this prostitute.
No, to be honest now, sex is like number one now, presently.
And that's the shock absorber.
It's not really our fault. It started since the days of King Solomon. There are 307,000.
Samson.
The ghost is creep his head because of
something about.
So, if you're not good at it, my bro, my sister, one then.
The same people should take lessons. Go to EduX.
Go and learn.
They should have courses like that.
To pleasure a woman.
Yeah. There are even certain times where, fine, you might want to be chatting with your woman, trying to keep the conversation alive, and you don't know what to say. Come on. You can browse. Check out Crossapa Facebook chat. Use it.
Yes, now.
Just so.
That's why the social media is there for you.
Hit the nail with the hammer. Now, make sure that nail pierces in.
See the passion that Moses is using to talk this talk.
Like, I said that I can't date a virgin. I prefer you already good. I can't date a virgin. I prefer you already good. In fact, the styles you can give to me will determine how
already good. Like in what way?
Ah, man, already bad. Like already good bad. Already bad in a good way.
These boys have left me behind. All right, let me. What about you? What's your take? You've been awfully quiet. Mm-hmm.
See when it comes to experts.
Mm-hmm.
Let me start with the ladies.
Okay.
Before you can say you can pleasure a woman or you can make her sexually, you know, satisfied, you have to know what she likes. You have to know what makes her, you know, get to the mood. You have to know at what at this spot I'm moving button.
Wisdom.
What turns her on?
Don't leave me.
Deep. You get me?
Don't leave me.
Is that just about? Not just about.
You said to deep.
What?
Hey. What? Kilo turn. Oh my God.
So you have to study your woman well. There are some ladies that gets really really hard for them to be wet. Like you have to like get to some certain stages before she can get with.
Yeah, that's
shige. Yeah. And there are some you don't even need to touch them.
Just say shige.
So once a lady is not wet and you are doing it, she can never enjoy it. It's not possible. It's just like a rape.
Yeah, and injuries.
And you expect her to come back. No, she will jackpot.
She'll jackpot. You run away.
Shige. You feel you've done something, but nigga, you got nowhere.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to the ladies, they're very, 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 very what?
Fragile.
Some want it thick. Some want it thick. Some want it small. Some want it long. And some just want the skill. You know what you can do. Some just want the touch. Shege. So before you can do that, you have to like know what your woman wants.
Okay.
And once you know what your woman wants, don't just go into sex.
Take her to Lagos.
No, bring her back to Abuja.
Bring her back to Abuja. Take her to take some gelato. Bring her back. You get what I'm saying? Like, let her move around. Let her go to cloud 10.
Yes, then bring her back. Bring her back to cloud 9. Then just balance everything. If everything balance, Yaga, you move.
Some don't want pleasure. Some believe, okay, let's just go straight out, you know. Mm-hmm. Some get bored. And I don't blame them, it's due to like some, they can't get wet for long. She get. So once it's taking time, they get to like go back to their normal state. She get. And coming to most girls, they don't know when they are satisfied.
Majority of them don't know what their climax stage is.
Some don't just know if they are actually satisfied or if they are tired. Yeah.
Now, how do you know when they
need wisdom?
How do you know when? How can you differentiate a lady who's tired from who has people going out?
Number one thing. Girls.
I'm gonna be like, say, I go look all these boys when they study anatomy for you, Lilo, because I go look them differently.
Calm down.
Please one continue.
Females are blessed. We talk about multiple orgasms. They're not like guys that once you know ejaculate. If you are the strong type, you can still go around two rounds. But normal circumstances, you tend to go to the flaccid state. When I mean the flaccid state, I mean when the penis, you know, stop erecting and go back to normal sizes.
Blood of Jesus.
So that females are gifted with that. When you talk of multiple orgasms, you talk of coming like completely back to back, you know, repeatedly times, and you know. And with that, they tend to like, oh God. It's just like being in the spirit.
Yeah, they're communicating with God.
What? Yeah,
do you understand?
So, like, most ladies have not gotten to that stage. Most ladies don't experience orgasm.
Yeah, most don't. According to research, there's this book that I read.
Most girls don't.
That is the question I'm asking. I've always asked that.
There's this book I read that said it.
How do you know when a lady has reached that orgasm? You know, there's this liquid that just gushes out.
Please, this podcast is not for.
No. We're just talking randomly now. Like, how do you know? Come on, this particular phase you're talking about is what some relationships are actually dying of. Like the moment you don't do
satisfy her well,
the moment she just sees someone that manages to hit it right,
and this is it,
she's gone. The end.
This is it. Doing sex, female like this connection. Like, don't just do it. Like
they're emotional beings.
Do it. No, that's thoughts.
Passion.
Like, let them feel that you're not just doing it to do. You're doing it to, you know. To love them the more.
Now, is it, don't just have sex, make love.
So, I have a friend that says that it doesn't have sex, it makes love.
Yeah.
Once you are giving them that love doing it, you are breaking some boundaries.
Mother.
Shege. Ladies, when having sex, their brain works well.
Yeah.
They think well.
Yeah.
They study you.
And they say things without.
You get what I'm saying? So, once you're pleasuring a woman, try to study her well. Don't just do it like, okay, you just want to like, let the time go.
Yeah. Because of your stress.
You study her. Try to know as sports. There are different sports in the woman. When I mean different sports.
So, in short, study your woman. That's it. Because if I let these boys continue, we will not live here today. Basically, how do you keep the spark alive in your relationship? We gave you like 5 things that communication, skills, do not compare.
Pride.
Avoid pride. And what else? There was one other thing.
Sex,
then something else. There was something else.
Comparison.
Yeah, comparison, communication, expectations, pride, and sex. That's 5 things. So, we've really helped your life today.
Fantastic.
If you now say you listen to this podcast, I'm not saying it to take home. or yellow while well, that's your business because we've tried. So don't forget to tell a friend about the podcast. Drop a comment, let me know your views. If you have more things to add, let me know. You can send me a message on WhatsApp, on my social media handles at our name is Yossi, or you can just leave a voice message for me on Anchor or whatever podcasting platform you're listening from. Yeah, so keep it locked, guys. Stay vibing. Until next time.
Don't be a Farouk. Don't be Farulite.
Bye.